Yes, I reserved a non-smoking room with a view of the bay, no soap in the bathroom, just moist towelettes and a sleep mask. And, could you send up a bouquet of orchids and a box of toffee-fay?
Yeah. Corey and Joel back with you on the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Holla.
25. Number 25.
Big, this is our 25th anniversary.
Exactly. Is this the silver anniversary? Is that 50? What is it, 25?
Copper? No, I don't know.
No, it's something good.
Something good?
I think so. 25.
Wait, diamond 75.
Silver's 50 because you're old.
I thought gold.
Is it golden, 25?
Yeah, gold.
But then how is silver 50? Isn't that more important?
I don't know. Dude, I'd like to have like a more than a two-year anniversary with a girl.
Oh, with a girl.
So, yeah, so then I can worry about it.
We did 25 shows.
Yeah.
That's not really an anniversary, really. It's just
this is
a number.
This is like my sixth anniversary with you, I think. I've known you for that.
We've known each other for 6 years.
Goddamn. 25 big shows, everybody.
25 shows.
Woo! Yay!
And this is a good one today. Well, this is going to be a great show today.
It's going to be fun.
Today's going to be a blast because we got...
Yeah.
We had big fun weekends.
Music from the Killers.
This is the Killers, who Corey saw this weekend over at Lollapalooza in Chicago.
I sure enough did.
So we'll talk about that. Lots of good stuff going on at Lollapalooza this year.
Joel and I had two extremely crazy weekends. His, a little crazier.
I'll concede that.
But mine had lots of stuff going on that was just nuts.
No, I believe it. And as it should be.
Yeah.
But, for those of you that didn't listen to in the last show, we teased it at the end that I was doing my annual stint at the Gathering of the Juggalos, the Insane Clown Posse Fan Fest, which is outdoors at the...
You know,
Nelson Ledges Quarry Park in Garrettsville, Ohio, outside Cleveland.
Yeah, for our fans who complain we don't do enough international material, I'm sure the Juggalos are huge in Australia. So
no, well, I did meet a Scottish Juggalo.
Really?
And I took an Australian Juggalo out with me.
You met a Scottish Juggalo?
There was a Scottish Juggalo who was drunk.
Was he like...
He was drunk.
I see. Look here, ninja.
He was something
come
like
forward
that.
Then. What was that?
There's a little bit of that, yeah. And then there was Yuki... who's from Japan,
right?
Who didn't really speak a lot of English, so I don't know.
Just in case you're not aware, the Gathering of the Juggalos is an annual event held somewhere near Cleveland or the Hellmouth. I can't tell which
one. It's closer to Cleveland. It's east of Cleveland, about 40 miles.
Where, like, I don't know how many?
8,000.
8,000?
Between 8 and 10,000. I'm not sure the exact
8,000 reprobate wigger pieces of crap.
Wait a minute. Hey. Hey, that's you saying it.
Tattoo-covered dog face monkey retard. These guys couldn't
You better be careful what you're saying.
These guys couldn't even
get
into community college, let alone
drop
out. These are like guys from Sievec. You know, the guys like the you know, the guys who work at the body shop.
These are
the lowest of the low scum fucks. And and they're into this band called ICP,
Insane Clown Posse,
who've been on the Howard Stern Show many times, and
who put out a lot of records and
many records. They were big. They were on a major label for a while.
But now they're keeping it now. But now they're back to the underground.
They're keeping it real.
They're keeping it real.
Which means they didn't sell
enough. And for all of your and for all of your hatred towards the Juggalos are a lot of fun. You just don't know what it's like to be part of that family. That's all. That's all.
I couldn't hate that music more.
Okay, listen. You're going to hate on the music, and...
But Joel does this thing every year, and it's a good gig for you.
It is, because I'm up Chuck the Clown.
You get good money, and you get all the toothy BJs from 14-year-olds
we have a girlfriend, and none of that. Okay. Right. That's just your... Again, you like to say stuff like that, but
it's
not
true.
Well,
in years past, that's been the
case. Well, listen, they're there. Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, you go to the salad bar, and you might not want croutons on your ship, but the crouton's there. You could take it.
Right.
And that's kind of what a toothy BJ from a 14-year-old is like at this.
Well,
it's
sure.
There for the taking.
Absolutely.
If
right.
You wanted it.
Right.
But you don't have to put it on your plate.
Yeah, it's like you're at the supermarket and you go, I don't really want this sample of fish sticks, but it's here.
Well, yeah, but I'm very good at turning that down, believe me. I made an art out of that.
Sure.
But yeah, so the Gathering of the Juggalos was this past weekend with ICP. So why don't we talk about that later? We'll do your big Lollapalooza weekend. Because as much as you put down the Juggalos, that Lollapalooza is filled with sterling citizens there at the Lollapalooza.
We both, Joel and I, who consider ourselves rather urbane fellows, spent our weekend surrounded by complete mamooks and jabrones. Oh, my God. Yeah, I went to Lollapalooza in Chicago. This year they decided instead of having a tour of Lollapalooza, they would just have one big clusterfuck.
Yeah, why?
And
why?
Just put it in Grant Park in Chicago.
I think ultimately the decision was, well, since we can't sell tickets to 30 cities, let's just not sell tickets to one city.
Right.
Because I heard it was underattended. I mean, I don't know if that's... I mean, maybe it didn't appear that way, but I heard it was...
At certain points, it looked like it was...
I heard it was somewhat sparsely attended.
50,000 people, maybe.
Yeah, but I mean, I think 60,000. They were expecting maybe more. Or it didn't sell out, I guess, was the case.
Oh, no. They were expecting a whole lot more.
Yeah.
But you know why there weren't anybody there? Because it was hotter than the sun.
Yeah,
that's why.
That was the thing.
This past weekend in Chicago, Illinois... was like standing on the crater at Mount St. Helens. It was like the hottest thing in the history of the world.
Well, it was hot all over the Midwest. Oh, I mean, this past weekend was just notoriously hot.
Bless America, was it hot.
All over the Eastern Seaboard, the Midwest of the U.S.
My balls were sweating. Like it was just you could have filled like a 24-ounce Gatorade bottle with the sweat
with
coming
the sweat
my
from
balls.
Your balls. Well,
it was so hot, dude.
I believe it.
It was like 102 degrees, heat index 114.
Yeah.
In Chicago, which is, you know, all concrete, so it's hot enough already.
Right. So the whole... Now, where was this thing at? It was in a park, right?
It's at Grant Park, which is right down on the lake, and it's like right downtown. It's kind of like the Central Park of Chicago.
But it's not like tons of shit. It's not like you're, you know, tree covered. Or...
There are some trees on either end, but...
It's not.
In the
mostly.
Middle of it, it's just a big field.
Yeah, where the stage is, it's just a big
field. They had a big, huge, long field that was about the size of a couple football fields.
Yeah.
Hutchinson Field, it's called in Chicago. If you know Chicago, you'll know what it is. And they had, like, a stage in each corner.
Yeah, like, I saw the map and the layout and everything.
Yeah, and so, like, God, what a mess. So I get there, I got there on Saturday. Well, it was Saturday and Sunday. And the first thing I saw on Saturday was Liz Phair at like 2:30. And this is this big public space, this big giant park in Chicago. And Liz Phair's on and she's doing her whole act. And she's, you know, like, I want to be your blowjob queen. You know, she's just doing like all her like,
right.
I'll fuck you and your minions too. I'll fuck
you. You don't have any of that,
dick turns blue. Yeah. And it's like, wow. All right. They're not messing around here. Yeah. Liz is just up there like doing her stuff and like people with baby carriages and strollers and crap. Blanket. Yeah, it was a typical outdoor festival thing, but there was a lot of a pretty good musical lineup. So
yeah, the musical lineup was certainly good. Whether or not it was worth driving or flying into Chicago.
Well, I went there because one of my best friends from LA was in town covering it. So you know, he talked me into it.
Right, but that's one of those things where I think maybe that's why the attendance is hurt, because there's, you know, if you have like a big alternative radio station, they have something that's not that far from that. In just about every town. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, I know. It was pretty big, but it needed... I don't know what it needed to really put it over the
edge. A lot of those acts have kind of been around.
Like maybe Oasis would have helped? Or,
well, like even like... Yeah, like the Pixies last year was the biggest thing.
Right.
And then this year, it's like they've only done 150 shows.
The Pixies were phenomenal.
Between now and then. Yeah, I know, but like you're getting the saturation point where... The fact that, like, when Coachella was last year, and that's where they sort of made their comeback.
I know. I got to hear about
everybody.
I got to hear about Coachella.
I don't give a shit about Coachella.
I got to hear about them. All the dude, it was the greatest thing in the history. The dead rose from the earth, and they walked when the Pixies played at Coachella. It cured my botulism.
I saw the Pixies on the reunion tour, and it was fine. There was nothing wrong with it, but
yeah.
I'd rather watch a new band than watch a band retread their role. I mean, I know the Pixies are making a new record.
Well, this was kind of like old Home Week.
There was a lot of...
yeah.
You got some Pixies playing now? I do. I'm going to have to turn that a little bit. This is gigantic.
But anyway, it was like old Home Week. It was like... Because it was not only the Pixies, Liz Phair.
Right, she's, yeah.
Primus was on the, the goddamn thing.
1991.
Weezer, which is kind of,
which
goes
is
back to the 90s.
Kind of, yeah.
They're still kind of around, but they never broke up.
Yeah.
And then Dinosaur Jr. got back together.
The reformation of that.
Yeah, so it was like greatest hits of the 90s. Like, it was weird. Oh, and Billy freaking Idol.
Yeah, now that goes back to... He can. I don't know why. Do people think he's cool now? Or?
I don't know what that was about. It was like, we gotta go watch Billy Idol.
Did you actually watch it?
Yeah, I did.
And how
it was? It was horrible. What do you think? Okay. It was Billy Idol. I mean, you know what though? I'll give this to Billy Idol. He's not any worse than he ever was.
No,
Billy Idol's exactly the same.
He's as bad as he's ever been.
That level of garbage he's always been.
As bad as ever.
But yeah, the one great thing was Billy Idol goes. He's like, let's take it back. Let's imagine. Oh, I have to play the Pixies over Billy Idol. But, let's take it back. 1982, New York City. My thumb in Madonna's ass. I was like, wow.
Wow.
That's great, Billy. Thank you. And then it like started raining during Billy Idol.
Oh, it didn't.
And it turned into one big wet t-shirt contest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
You saw a lot of boobies. I saw.
Yeah, I did see a lot
of
boobies.
I saw 50,000 boobies.
Okay,
so,
yeah. Well.
And then on Sunday it got hot, so it got, about 40% of the girls were just in bikinis.
Yeah, that's nothing wrong with that.
No, it was kind of nice. It was. Yeah. I saw titties of every size, shape, and description.
Okay.
In fact, titties that beggared description. There were titties of every shape and contour and. Some of them were exposed, and
sure,
it was we were all like so dead tired.
Yeah, and that heat that
they let you buy, they let you bring in water because they knew they'd get sued if they didn't. And then you had to like wait in line to refill it at the drinking fountain for like an hour.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and it was 8 jillion degrees, and yeah. Meanwhile, while Billy Idol's on, by the way. Blonde redhead was playing the other stage.
Yeah, because I heard you could like I read some stuff about like because the way they had it set up, you could hear the other stage while one band was playing.
Yeah,
which that's kind of gay.
Well,
that's a little,
unless
I mean,
you were in the if you were in dead center, you heard both and it sucked.
Yeah,
and like Brian Jonestown Massacre was on, and Dashboard Confessional.
I read about
was
that.
On
yeah,
the other
yeah,
stage,
yeah.
And so the guy was like the crazy guy from. Brian's Jonestown.
Yeah.
If you anybody watch the movie Dig, if you haven't seen that.
Right.
Yeah, so he's young.
Yeah, because God forbid you would go buy a Brian Jonestown Massacre record. Just go watch, see the movie Dig.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, God forbid you want to listen to that crap. But yeah, go ahead.
To see how.
But their band is notoriously awful, yet they're infamous. But go ahead. I'm just.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I'm just telling people that don't, you know.
Here's the thing, though. The Brian Jonestown, then, it's like the guy's turned himself into a show.
Yeah.
It's like he's a big act now. You got to, like, watch him go crazy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so he was yelling at the guy from Dashboard Confessional, like, you're a punk, quit your day job, and just shut the... Yeah, so that was kind of fun.
I'm not gonna dump on anyone who's dumping on the guy from Dashboard Confessional.
Oh, God, and you just saw
that's
all
some
these,
awful
like,
shit.
Then when Dashboard Confessional started playing, this just little herd of, like, all these, like, little 14-year-old, 15-year-old girls that were there, you just hear them tingling.
That's it, yeah, that's the whole thing.
You could, in fact, you could almost smell the nubile, moistening going on. You can almost... You can almost smell.
You can smell the vaginal juices.
An ocean of 14-year-old girls just running over their panties, a wet and soaking.
Yeah.
Just, Dashboard Confessional, yay!
Ugh.
And yeah,
it's crap.
But the Killers played. That was they were good. There were, in fact, a lot of bands we had. We've played
a lot on the show.
Like,
yeah,
the Kaiser Chiefs. Played.
Kaiser Chiefs. We played Arcade
there
Fire.
You couldn't see it all though, because it was like. There was literally one after, you know, like there were two on at a time.
Yeah.
And sometimes those overlapped and like, and then there was crap that was like on. Like I would have seen the Ponies, but they were on at like noon.
Yeah. And you like, couldn't I'm get, like, you're like, you're not
going
to get
I'm
there.
I ain't going down there at noon.
Yeah.
It's 10 million degrees. And then like, oh. And like, you know, here's the thing. Now Josh comes in and he goes and he gets a hotel room at the W.
Okay.
This really nice swanky hotel. He's dropping like $2 a night on this hotel. I'm sleeping on a loft in Wicker Park. I'm sleeping on a mattress on the floor in a loft in Wicker Park underneath an L-stop.
Yeah.
Where the train, like, rolls over my head every, like, 25 minutes. Literally, the train is, like, in front of their window. Like, Jackie Chan could jump from their window onto this trellis of this, you know, the L. And, like, so you're just trying to...
Yeah, that's why I love that city. Let me tell you.
Oh yeah, it was.
I can't get enough.
It was this all night. It was.
It was this. Okay, that's what you're trying to sleep. All right, now that's enough.
Oh yeah,
that.
The choo choo.
No.
I love the choo choo.
Oh, please
blowing
stop.
Up the choo choo. Come on. Woo!
Stop playing that. We haven't even played in St. Clown Posse yet, and which we're going to.
I will say. At Lollapalooza really brings out the black people. Let me tell you.
Yeah, for sure. That was a nice diverse crowd. Well, at least
it was really expensive too. It was like
Was it a 125 to go or something?
I got a deal or something, but it was still over $100.
Yeah, it was. It's not cheap.
It was not cheap, and well, Diggable Planet, they threw like, I think they threw like a token,
couple rap acts on there.
Yeah, well, they had a rap stage. They were even like keeping the blacks.
They gave them their own spot.
God bless Mayor Daley and Chicago's Finest for they had like another stage, but it was not on the main grounds where they kept all the rap and like techno and crap.
Mm.
Yeah, Diggable Planets. It was all these bands that were like reforming.
Yeah,
I did not see Dinosaur Jr. because once again they were on early.
Yeah,
and I was like, "F that!" And like, but Josh did see Lou Barlow sitting by himself alone in the backstage, looking sad.
Okay,
it was like Lou Barlow was in Dinosaur Jr. They fought. He got kicked out. Then he went and did his own solo thing, and then he got big with the Folk Implosion.
Yeah.
Like, why would you go back to being a bass player after you've been, like, the lead guy in a band, you know?
Well, maybe it's...
The money on the Lollapalooza tour.
Yeah.
Perry Farrell was so ridiculous, too.
Yeah, what was he doing?
He was, like, just... He had some group called Satellite Party, which was gay, but...
Yeah.
He would come out and, like... He would come out and intro these bands, and he was just, like, so pathetic. It's so, like... This next act is one of the greatest bands you'll ever see. And it was like he came out at one point and like the sun was coming out. He goes, "It's getting beautiful again. Beautiful to be an American and beautiful to be proud of our country."
Can somebody?
And he goes, "And there's a beautiful American right now who's riding to victory in Paris."
Oh,
Lance
God.
Armstrong. And I'm like, "What weren't you in Jane's fucking Addiction? What are you doing, Lance? You're up there pandering to Lance Armstrong."
Yeah. That's what indie rock fans want to
do. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is cheer for some steroided up jerk off in Paris winning a bicycle race.
There's 30,000 kids standing there waiting to watch the Arcade Fire. Right. And you're up there with the Arcade Fire were great.
Did I tell you on the last show to go see Arcade
Fire? Yeah, they were amazing.
Yeah.
They did their bit where they were beating,
beating each other over the head with drumsticks.
Beating over the head, with drumsticks.
That's good. They put their helmets on.
They put on, like, motorcycle helmets. Yeah. That was amazing. That was
play good. A little Arcade Fire. You got a little Arcade Fire?
Yeah.
We played it on the show. Did you not?
You know, that was the one I didn't queue up. But, yeah.
Way to prepare.
I know. I know. The Killers, though, were, like, I'd say, like, one of the bigger things. Like, people were really into the Killers.
They've blown up, and they're gotten too big.
Yeah.
They're one of those bands that's bigger than their quality of their music, which means it can only be an inevitable letdown.
Well, they have one album, which is pretty good. I like most of the songs on.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the Strokes had a perfect album, their first album.
Yeah. And two real good records.
The second one's good, too. Yeah, the first one's, like, a perfect record. And the Arcade Fire, I would say...
And yet the Killers are bigger than...
And the Arcade Fire, I'd say their album's perfect. Like, I like every song on it.
But it's not that big yet. The Arcade Fire is not massive.
It's gonna get... I mean, there were 30,000 kids watching
them. Right, but those were 30,000 indie rock fans. We're talking, like, pop, you know, like the Killers is like,
There's a ceiling.
Mom and Dad would listen to the Killers now.
I know. There's a ceiling on what the Arcade Fire is going
to I've got... Oh, I got to play that. Do you want to play this later in the show?
What's that?
Maybe we'll get a minute. You know that Kids Bop? You ever hear Kids Bop? Or it's like they take records, and they take like the famous top of the pop chart records.
Really?
And they do them where kids can sing along. They re-record them with like a kids choir. And
I was not aware.
Should I send you this? Maybe we should play this right now. Can you vamp for a minute while I do this?
You sure?
Because
yeah.
You go ahead. Tell a little bit more about it.
This Lollapalooza was just like, you know, it was so hot on Sunday. It was so hot. Like we were going to go down to the thing and, I just like went to a movie theater at, like 45 minutes early and like slept in the air conditioning. I was just like, I was like, "Hey, what time's the movie?" The guy's like, 2:30. I'm like, "What time is it now?" 1:40. I'm like, "Okay, good. Thank you. Perfect." I like slept. Like I saw a movie with Tom Arnold that was good.
Yeah, I heard about that. Was that
Happy Endings?
Happy Endings.
Tom Arnold's good in it. And I was like, "What is this? What has happened to the world where Tom goddamn Arnold is good in a movie?"
He was good in True Lies.
I know,
but
that was a comedy part. This was like not a comedy part.
Well, I've got that thing because we're talking about bands who get way too big for their britches.
Sure,
go into your show 25 folder, homie.
I'm going.
And you'll see,
right,
and it's funny. Don't even say it. Let people hear it for themselves. Okay. Cue that up and let people hear it for themselves, because it's...
Let's play a winning
it's
record.
Called Kids Bop, and then it's got the title of the song. Because this is when you've just gotten too big that this is what happens to your music. So will you only, you know what a travesty this is. Turn it up a little. That's good right there. What kid wants to sing along to Franz Ferdinand?
I don't know.
But this song, I think, is about... this song's about, like, a relationship breaking up or something.
Most toddlers can relate to that. You know, it's like...
And then he says, I'm just as sure that we can die. Like, he's talking about... This is horrible.
How about the Kid Bop cover of Heroin?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the new version... Listen, and they add all these little sing-along bits. Like, you hear that where the kids are screaming? They did a good job with the track, kinda.
I guess.
Listen. This is when indie rock... See, they're going to be a killers. They're going to be able to sing Mr. Brightside on Kids Bop or something.
Wow.
This is on Kids Bop 8, I believe, if you actually wanted to go buy this crap. If you have a little kid.
Why would I really want to...
How? This is when you just get too big. At least the Strokes didn't have the Kids Bop version of last night. What are you playing over there?
Sorry.
You were playing the Blood Arm. I don't know why you're doing that.
It was an accident.
There's not a Kids Bop version of the Blood Arm yet? Is that what you're saying?
No.
There's no Kids Bop version of the Blood Arm. All right, I think that's enough.
That's enough of that.
Enough of the horrible Kids Bop. Yeah, so that's what happens when indie rock.
There was a kid stage.
Yeah.
Over the, you know, like, They Might Be Giants is, like, actually making more money now doing, like, kids records. You know, they put out, like...
They found a new venue for
those guys are always going to have the same kind of level of fandom.
Yeah.
You know, they're never going
to... They're always going to play to 500 people at the Majestic or something.
Maybe 1,000, like theater, you know, like the State Theater or something in Detroit, or the Vic in Chicago. But they're never going to play real huge. And they were like, let's put out a kids record. And it made, like, huge money. And they were like, okay, well, all right. So we're a kids band now.
Yeah, music bands can get corrupted by the fame.
Yeah,
you know?
For our fans that aren't into music and are into just our spite and bile, we'll try and bring some of that up for you.
No, well, we've got lots of good stories from the gathering of the Juggalos. I'm going to let you do your bit, and then
can
we'll
I tell you about this loft I was standing?
Yeah,
okay. This is Josh's old roommate Adam, who's a DJ too.
Okay,
who's a pretty good DJ, but. He bills himself as Adam Lee. Go check it out, by the way. And he's
plug for him.
Yeah, he's this big, tall, like 6'5" dude with like long. He looks like a mountain man. He looks like Grizzly Adams.
Okay.
He's not what you think of. He's like not a DJ at all. He's this big, huge, bear like dude. But he's the nicest guy. And I go to this flat, and they got this great loft. Like I said, under the L track in Wicker Park. And I go to, like, I was like, oh, well, this couch will be fine. And they're like, well, there's a kid who lives on that couch. Like, what do you mean? It's like, well, he just, like, sleeps there.
Oh.
Like, we don't really charge him rent. He just, like, pays.
Oh, sure. You can't sleep there because a guy lives there.
Yeah, he pays utilities. Yeah, and then the guy shows up, and the guy, it's like, the kid's got, I think he's got, like, a duffel bag and, like, a book, like, three books.
That's everything he owns.
That's all he owns. Yeah. 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 And that's his, like,
way to go.
That's his couch that he sleeps on. Ugh. And he had, like, this big mustache, like the guy from Husker Du. You know, those, like, handlebar mustache, like, rally fingers look at thing. I'm like, you kids are crazy. And then they had this, like, goth party where they were all dressed up in fishnets and, like, playing, like, you know, erasure and shit. And
it was,
like, you know,
at the loft.
Playing Skinny Puppy and stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
And these kids were, like, partying till 4 in the fucking morning every day. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. So then I went uptown and, like, stayed with my friend who I've known for 20 years. And like, you know, because I'm like, I could sit here. I could go sleep with a chick. And she had a cat.
Oh, okay. And you're allergic.
And I'm allergic to cats. And so I'm getting all, like,
Well, every chick has a cat.
Every girl in the world has a cat. Why do you hate me? You got these little nasty poison walkers running around
yeah,
there.
Yeah, cats suck.
God, do I hate cats. And, yeah, every girl in the world has a cat, and it's like, it's a hell for me. Cause
cats,
like,
yeah.
Cats either will just, it goes from just itching, irritating, and, like, bothering to near death for me.
Okay.
Like, I'm, like, my lungs will seize up. So her cat was pretty strongly bothering me, but, like, wasn't the worst level.
Yeah.
So I take this medicine, right? And it's working, but I look at the package, it's got adrenaline in it.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, I'm, like, jittery. I'm, like, jumping, and I'm, like, trying.
Wow.
And I'm, like, keeping her up, and I'm, like, trying to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
It's real tough when the chick's trying to sleep, and you're laying there going, yeah. I'm flipping around, like, it was great fun. And then I had to go stand in blistering heat and watch Perry Farrell mince around like a fan.
Yeah, you know, that's a, can't anybody put a music festival together? Does it have to be Perry? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There isn't a guy who's, like, stepped to the forefront and went, like, you know, I got it.
No, it's
yeah,
Perry
yeah,
Farrell.
You know, you oh, he's got
well,
to.
No, the two guys.
Everything's got to have his endorsement.
The two guys that make music festivals in the world are Bob Geldof
and Perry Farrell. And that's it.
Yeah, I mean, what, seriously,
that Live 8 was a
hey,
piece
Dave
of crap.
Grohl, can you put something together? I mean, come
yeah,
on.
I don't know.
Is it really somebody else?
No, it doesn't look like it.
You know, what was great was that the Pixies like had the biggest crowd the whole weekend,
yeah.
and they like. Nobody was having encores, you know, because mm-hmm. it was all real rigidly structured. And
yeah.
They would not let the Pixies leave.
Oh, right.
And, like, Weezer was supposed to play.
Yeah.
And you could tell Weezer, it was like, you could see Weezer was, like, kind of pissed. Like, Weezer came out and no one was over there.
Oh, really?
They were all still over at the Pixies. And then, yeah, and then Weezer had to bring out, like, strippers to dance for a few minutes while the Pixies played their encore.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of funny. It pissed them off.
F yeah, Weezer.
Listen to you and your yawns.
I'm yawning. I'm tired. I'm worn out. Can you hear my voice? My voice is still bad. You see, what happens when you do the gathering? My job is to host the main stage and a couple other things on the wrestling. Yeah. They have a wrestling stage where they have all this like pro wrestling and that.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is I smoke so much weed and scream for 4 days straight. Because this is 4 days. I work Thursday to Sunday and then partied all night that my voice just gets shot. And then you end up sounding like Violent J or any of those. They all have that husky voice, all the ICP guys.
Listen to us two whining about partying.
No. I had fun.
Like
I
was up all night for like 3 days in a row, like drinking and partying at these, you know, these crazy techno kids in their loft and their, oh my God.
No, I had a great time. It was just, you know, my voice is paid for it, you know, so. And I guess I'm still tired, residually, like, you know, just.
Yeah.
Whatever. I didn't eat well. I didn't sleep well.
Meanwhile, Josh, my buddy from LA, he's got this nice hotel. I'm sleeping on this floor with a train rattling over my head. He's in this nice hotel trying to bang this girl he imported. He like brought a girl into the festival to try.
But
and,
you can't. You can't get your own hotel room. You were like,
I was like, well, here's. I go. Oh, I know so many people in Chicago. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, I'm too old to be vagabonding around and sleeping
exactly.
on couches and stuff. It's like.
Sure.
He's like, oh, I know everybody. I'll just have places to go. And like,
nah.
Oh, yeah. And he really blew it. He had this, like, he brought this girl in to nail.
He's going
to
be happy that you say this.
This is fun.
Well,
this
stop eating your words and spit it out because you're very
it's
low
story.
On it.
Yeah. He's like, loading up the drawers by the nightstand with, like, you know, equipment.
Rubbers? What do I mean?
Like, blindfolds and straps and stuff. Yeah. And then, like, the girl shows up, and, like, she brought a friend with her.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, like, and then we went to this club, and her ex-boyfriend, who doesn't even live in Chicago, is in town for some reason or something.
Wow.
And it turned into this giant nightmare drama. And let me, this is an important warning tip, folks. Don't drop $225 on a hotel room and not know you're going to get some.
Yeah.
That's an important tip.
Sure.
That's an important safety tip, fellas.
That's a great story, if he would have told it.
I know.
It's not as good you telling it.
I know. I'm just saying.
It's great. It's a good story, though. Because, chicks sometimes don't want to put out. I don't know. Chicks got a whole thing.
Well, imagine
you've
gotten this, like, swanky hotel.
Right.
You're all lined up. You're putting vibrators in the drawer.
Right.
And she shows up, and she's having a crying fit because she talked to her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, that's when you throw girls out. That's when I throw girls out.
Is that when it is?
That's where I, well, yeah, I mean, years ago I would have, like, tried to make up, but now I don't care.
That's when, you know, it's just this.
Yeah, you don't, no one needs
that's
that.
When you throw these women out
just
the window.
Throw them right the F out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, chicks got to know how to hang, and if they can't, then just get rid of them.
Now, speaking of chicks, I did a show last night, greatest comedy show.
Oh, okay,
time.
We'll talk about that for a minute.
Yeah. I did a comedy show last night, sight unseen. PJ, our friend who was on our show months ago, but we'll
seven
have, we'll
or
have to,
six, I don't
PJ
know
will
show.
Be back on at some point. Too. Yeah. PJ called me. I'm like, I got a gig for you and whatever. I'm like, okay, sure. And it's in this little hellhole called Adrian.
Yeah, Adrian, Michigan, which is awful. For some reason, there's been like a lot of comedy shows there because I did a show there a couple months ago.
Yeah,
and it's like it's one of those cities that's like it's like. If you drew a line from Detroit, it'd be about 30 miles.
But it's not.
It's a 90-minute drive. It's ridiculous. You got to drive through so much bullshit to get
there. Right. It's not on the highway.
It's not on the highway.
You got to, like, drive through farm country.
Yeah. It takes forever to get there, and there's no reason it should.
And it's a reasonably sized city, probably 30,000 people or so, but, like, you just. You can't get there.
There's Did I tell you that yesterday?
Well,
give yourself. I'm like, it literally takes almost 90
minutes.
You
got to traverse the farm country and, like, climb over six
There's
cows.
No good way. I mean, you can drive west on 94 and head south. You can go south on 75 and head west, but it's.
So I just went on PJ's good word, okay? I just trust because I've known PJ for a long, long time. He's a good friend of mine. I just go, okay, sure, whatever. I'll do this gig with you. No problem.
Tuesday night gigs in Adrian are where the action is.
Well, it's like extra
cash.
Money to pick up, right? And it's a two-man show, so I go, no other crap to put up with, right? We get there, and it's at the AmVet. It's like a VFW.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't know if that's what you really want in comedy, to be playing a veterans hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where
and
it is,
And we
though.
Walk in the place, and literally it's like, there's this, like, old lady dying of cancer in a wheelchair and her, like, husband with the Hawaiian shirt. And he's, like, force-feeding her cigarettes, like, chain spot. Like, wow. I'm like, hey, veterans. And I look around this place. I'm like, yeah, there's some veterans of war.
Yeah.
The Civil War, I think. It was, like, the oldest people in the history of the world.
That's some old people.
Or then there was literally six people. And I'm like, okay, BJ, I'm just going to go warm up the car and you just meet me out there. We'll take off. He's like, no, we gotta hang out. And then, you know,
how did he get the gig?
He booked it through
somebody
booked this place.
Yeah, somebody
some actual comedy agency booked this.
Actual
room.
Phone calls were made to make this horrible show happen.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, we're standing in like, yeah, it's terrible. Oh God.
Yeah, I believe it.
And then, but then, fortunately, the softball team showed up.
And
so,
who was the softball team?
I don't know. Like, there's some softball team that hangs out at the...
Like, male softball? I mean, describe for the...
Yeah, it was guys, but they brought some chicks and stuff. Okay. And there was 25 people or so, but it was like, that was about it.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
And then, halfway into the show, these two chicks walk in, right? These two blonde chicks.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's pretty hot, and the other one's attractive. And, like, they walk in. I'm like, hey, finally we're getting somewhere. Now there's some girls in here. Hey, girl's like... PJ asked her, and the girl's like, I got seven kids. And the other one had three.
Yeah.
I'm like, the two hottest girls in Adrian have 10 kids between them.
That's not surprising.
They're one away from a football team. Yeah. Just one more, and they're... What happens in these small towns is the guys get in there, and they're like, I got to impregnate this bitch fast.
Yeah.
You know? They just lock them down, and they just start... They just start palming away, you know?
Plopping out kids.
Yeah, it's just, you know, just...
And then they show up at your comedy show.
I'm going to fill your womb up with my seeds so you don't flee from me. I'm going to root you. That's like, you know, that's like hobbling them. You put one in the oven, and they got to stick around.
Ugh.
Yes.
Nothing like redneck comedy.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any better.
No, it never does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as you said, rednecks can be close to Detroit.
Rednecks are 30 miles away
far.
From Detroit.
And we've asked people to send in last show their entries for the worst state for the My State Sucks contest, mm-hmm. where we'll give you away some Toffee Fae and some pictures, and you have to email us and tell us why your state sucks. So Corey has given you example. Would that be exhibit A of why Michigan sucks?
We're calling it Hate of the Union.
Whatever you want to call it.
And we want you, look, believe me, we dump on our state all the time, but it's our state, okay? Mm-hmm. This is like, it's like black guys are like, you know, you can't use the N-bomb.
Yeah. Well, no, I can because I'm not black.
Right. Right. But whatever.
Yeah, so if your state sucks, like our state sucks.
You're not black, but you're a filthy Dago. So, I mean, it's
okay, that's valid.
Yeah.
But if your state sucks, you got to send us an email. Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com is the address.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us why your state sucks, and you can win some fun prizes.
Absolutely.
The Gathering of the Juggalos DVD, which we're going to talk more about
that.
We're going to actually look at the 05 video, this year's video. I'm going to send people last year's video because that was crazy. But this year, I saw a little preview. We're going to check that out. As you can hear me yelling and screaming and cracking wise. And we'll describe some of the lesbianic chick action.
It's pretty unbelievable, folks. I've seen this thing.
Yeah, so yeah. We're gonna run down the whole thing in the second half of the show because it's getting up to breaky time. Let's do a little business before we go.
Yeah.
Okay, of course, the site, CoreyandJoelRadio.com, if you want to get the show. If you're getting it off iTunes, you're only going to see like the last 10 shows up there, so go to CoreyandJoelRadio.com. The full archive of shows is there on the right-hand side. It says category shows. Click on that. All 25 shows will be there for your listening pleasure. And don't forget to vote for us on podcastalley.com.
Yeah.
And what else can we tell
August
people?
August 9th at the Main Art Theater in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a show. We're going to be introducing the movie The Aristocrats at the Main Art Theater in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Movies at 10.
Movies at 10 o'clock at night.
So I would be there at
10 p.m.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to come out with us and watch The Aristocrats for free... Right?
Yeah.
For free movie, and it's a movie about comics telling the same joke. It's real sort of inside stuff, but it's hilarious.
I think there's going to be passes, don't quote me, but there's something going on with Mark Ridley's Comedy Council that night.
Okay. So those people that are at the show that night
can
come
by. Right over and watch the
movie. You can, of course, come by if you want to get tickets. You can email us at email@CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
Absolutely.
And just write that you want to come to the Aristocrats.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, me and Corey saw the movie already. It's very funny. A lot of funny people in it. Robin Williams is in it.
I might get to talk to Penn Jillette.
Well, geez, I'd like to talk to Penn Jillette.
Yeah.
We should have him on the show.
She said we might be able to.
Is he going
to
be in town?
But we need a phone.
Do we have to take this show mobile? Do we have to go to your house and do the show?
We can honestly have Penn Jillette on the show if we wanted to.
Well, you know, maybe we will.
Yeah.
We'll have Penn Jillette on the show. So anyway, probably not. Don't hold a feature.
How cool would that be, though?
Evan Pendulette on the show.
I mean, it's not
cool.
Like J. Chris Newberg calling you for a phone number.
I've met Pendulette, and he's a cool guy, and he's funny.
Yeah.
And that movie's great. Pendulette to co-directed this movie, The Aristocrats,
if you're
with
a fan
Paul
of
Provenza.
Comedy.
Yeah, Bob Saget, who you might think is just some dork ass from Full House, is hilarious in this movie, and I know you've interviewed him, and you said he was funny, too. There's just a ton of funny people in this movie, and it's great, and you should go check it out.
Oh, another plug.
August 9th.
You can find Herb Magazine.
You're in the new
Herb.
Which issue is that?
It's got Common on the cover of the
rapper. Common, the rapper.
Yeah. It's a real, like, hip-hop.
It's sort of hip-hop. It's...
Yeah, you know...
I've seen Herb, and it's not...
It's like a mix
specifically
of, like...
anything.
I know. It's kind of like Block Party and, like, hip-hop and, like...
Well, it's not Rolling Stone. It's like... It's like a lifestyle magazine with music in it.
It's more...
More than it is specifically a music magazine.
It's more like a street culture magazine.
Yeah,
but
it's not specifically a music... What did you do in Herb?
I did a piece on Hustle and Flow. The movie
Hustle and Flow, which is
and a couple of movie reviews and stuff that are in there. So
okay.
It's on newsstands now.
Check
that
out
up.
Corey Hall and Herb Magazine.
Yeah.
And what else can I tell you about me? Laugh-a-Palooza, August 21st at the Meadowbrook Music Festival in Detroit. You can go to palacenet.com and get more info on that. And all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to play more The Killers from Lollapalooza.
Yes,
it's not from Lollapalooza. It's The Killers from their album Hot Fuss.
But they were the big stars at Lollapalooza.
They were, Corey says, they were the breakout superstars at Lollapalooza.
Well, I mean, you know.
No, they didn't really need
of non-established acts, they did rule.
So The Killers, we'll play them. We'll come back.
Yes.
It's going to be all Gathering of the Juggalos. We got some funny video that we'll describe, and I'll describe all the action. A lot of good stories, funny stuff happened.
Oh, God.
So come back in a minute.
Come back, ninjas.
All right. The Killers there.
Mm-hmm.
With Mr. Brightside, Big Lollapalooza.
Welcome back, citizens.
Welcome back to the show. Oh, one more business thing I guess we should clear up was yesterday. Not yesterday, the last show, show 24. The intro we did where the comic hits the other guy with the bottle and they're arguing about doing each other's acts. That's from Meet the Creeps, the DVD called Meet the Creeps.
Jim Florentine.
Jim Florentine, and the other guy's name is Don Jameson is the other guy. Jim Florentine hits Don Jameson with a bottle. That's a little sketch. It's not a sketch. They actually did that live at a club. And Meet the Creeps is sort of a Jackass kind of DVD, which is pretty funny. You can get it at Netflix or whatever.
Sometimes we're too zealous and we move
we
off.
We put it on and
not today, because Joel's about to fall asleep.
I'm about to fall asleep because I was at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh, it takes us.
Let's hear some Juggalo music. Let's set the scene here.
Do we really have
Let's play. Let's set the scene with a little bit of ICP whatever you got in there. You got Lotus in there. Whatever you got, man.
Yeah.
Play a little ICP for me.
I'm trying to figure out which one I really want. This is a very famous ICP.
Yeah, you can get... This has got an intro on it. So, yeah, I'm at the Gathering of the Juggalos, the big ICP fan fest this weekend. I'm going to turn up now. I'm going to turn up the volume. Turn up a notch.
Hey,
on the,
hey man. Yeah. Over here, man.
Yeah, so we're out. This is appropriate, too, this song, because we're out in the woods. Of Ohio, very tiny little town, and they have this park. It's called Nelson Ledges Quarry Park. It's a hippie.
Like yours, man.
It's a hippie.
Yeah,
well, I'm headed down the southern trail. There you go. This is maybe ICP, the song maybe that put them on the map.
Oh, yeah. Which map is that?
You can turn it down even a little more if you want to. So, this thing is just crazy. Now, I was hired. So, anyway, it's in this hippie park. It's this park literally owned by, like, deadheads. And it's private property. And you can do whatever you want at this park. You can get high. You can walk around naked. You can do whatever the fuck you want. It's great.
How low can I turn this?
Nah, that's fine. I think people can still just get a little flavor.
For real.
So anyway, I got hired 2 years ago because they were looking for somebody.
Savor the freshness.
They were looking for somebody to host the main stage who was going to be funny. So they emailed, like, my buddy Bill Hildebrandt. Bill didn't want to do this gig. He was like, do you want to do the Gathering of the Juggalos? And Bill was like, I don't know what the hell this is.
Bill's 50.
Bill's an old man. And Bill was like, Joel, why don't you take a look at this, see if you want to do it. Hold on, man. Come on, Corey. We's going chicken hunt. Come on, Corey.
We's going chicken hunt. Got a motherfucking chicken hunt.
Right?
Worst music ever made.
I can sing. Turn it down. You're gonna get bitch slapped by a juggalo. You realize that?
Yeah, yeah. And then his dad's gonna come pick him up and take him back home. A 14-year-old little shit. I'm sorry. This is the
just
worst.
Turn it. I know. We know that. You're on record. It's official. Corey hates ICP.
They're funny. Like
they're funny dudes. Oh, they're hilarious.
On Stern, they crack
right.
me up.
And that's one of the reasons I wanted to take the gig is because I knew what their sense of humor was, and I knew that the juggalos would I could sort of make them laugh.
And the whole gathering thing, I think it's kind of fun. I mean, it looks like a lot of fun.
Right.
It obviously looks insane, but just when the basic core of this thing is horrible hip hop music that I can't stand.
It's not all. Their music is actually quite creative in my opinion, and I was someone who wasn't a big fan. And I'm not still like not a big fan. I'm not like I'm pumping ICP in my car.
You are sucking the ICP cord.
I am not sucking
you
the ICP.
You are drinking the Kool-Aid.
Why?
You're a Psychopathic Records bitch now.
I'm an employee of Psychopathic Records for one. I'm not a bitch. I had a good time, and you know this music is the perfect soundtrack to a ridiculous event called the Gathering of the Juggalos. So in that respect,
you know, it's funny. This girl I used to work with went and covered this a couple years before you did.
Yeah,
and they didn't have it at the place you had it now. They had it somewhere in Michigan. And she went and covered it, and she was like, "I was so afraid." Yeah.
You just straighten your mic out a little bit. You're not directly into your mic. There you go.
How's that?
That's more like it. People can hear you better.
She went to the cover this thing?
Yeah, they did one in Novi, which is sort of right where their headquarters are.
And she was like, I was so afraid. No, first of all, she was like a, 90-pound girl.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Juggalos can be kind of scary, but they're actually really, like, nice, friendly kids. They just happen to be high.
Well,
and drunk.
These guys have been around forever in Detroit.
Well, not for like 15 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It's a long time.
Because I remember I had a friend who worked at Kinko's, like an all-night Kinko's, and like he would pretty much give away the whole store to like zines.
Yeah.
Zines, there were zines in Detroit that ran 5,000 copies because they got all the paper they wanted out of those characters. Right. And ICP ran their comic book.
Okay.
There once.
Yeah, ICP started, you know, with the underground, and now it's now at the Gathering. It's sort of like, it's all sort of drawn in now. All the fans come from all over the country. Like I said, a guy from Japan showed up. I met a guy from Scotland, guys from Australia, the UK, Canada.
I have a vintage ICP comic book, by the way.
Oh, do you really?
From about 10
so
years
Juggalos,
ago.
So Juggalos, if you want to...
Juggalos, I'll dig it out somewhere, and I will put it on the website.
So if the Juggalos wanted, courtesy
Juggalos
of the Corey Joel Radio Show.
Sure.
But see, now it's like, this is my third year, and I'm Up Truck the Clown, and I'll put some pictures of me in my stupid outfit and stuff. Not stupid, it's just funny. It's a clowny outfit that I sort
Where does
updated.
The term Juggalo come from?
I'm not sure exactly what the, like, there is a definition of Juggalo, but I'm not sure the derivation.
They got this whole, okay.
It's like Gigolo, but it's like, I don't know.
They have this whole weird fixation with clown makeup. Right.
Right. Well, they're the ICP, the Insane Clown Posse, are this. Like, they used to be the Inner City Posse.
Mm-hmm.
Then they just went crazy and just became the Insane Clowns.
Oh, I see.
But they're the psychopathic killer clowns.
I think
clowns.
These guys are influenced by wrestling, clearly, because
there
they
is
have...
a wrestling thing because there are. You
so,
know...
so they like they had an angle. They were the Inner City Posse, and then they had an angle where they turned.
Yeah.
You know, like in wrestling, a guy will be good, and then he'll suddenly get evil and start kicking babies.
Yeah, so now they're Violent J.
And then they became Insane Clowns. And
Shaggy 2 Dope, the Insane Clown Posse. Yeah, that's how this all came down.
Much like our Toffee Fay obsession, they have this obsession for Faygo, which is a regional soda brand.
It's a cheap soda. It's like 99 cents for a 2-liter of Faygo. And it's like the Red Pop. It's just this horrible, like, stinky, sticky soda. It's not bad to drink. It's okay.
There's a lot of these kind of regional sodas in, like, New England and like that area, you know.
But Faygo became like ICP's trademark to throw 2 liters of Faygo on the crowd. So now everywhere you go, everyone's drinking Faygo. Everyone's throwing Faygo on each other. One of the big events we had Thursday night was Faygo wrestling. They have a wrestling stage because not only ICP do wrestle.
It's F-A-Y-G-O, not F-A-G-O, which would be Faygo.
Faygo.
No,
yeah.
It's Faygo.
And so they had Faygo wrestling, which was a fun event. That's where girls came out. And gotten, like, this inflatable kiddie pool with about, I don't know, 2 inches of Faygo in the bottom of it, which was, you know, quite a bit of 2 liters.
Yeah.
And then they rolled around in it and made out and punched each other in the eye. And I showed you pictures. How cruel was that? Was that fun or what?
It was ridiculous.
It was crazy.
How many cases do they go through?
Well, ICP themselves, for their stage show, they have essentially like a rider truck full of Faygo.
Right, just a big...
I mean, literally pallets and taking...
A big 18-wheeler just comes up.
On a forklift, and a guy takes a forklift and delivers these pallets full of Faygo.
And they, like, they're constantly, like, spraying it on people
in the
crowd. It's like...
Yeah. Although the secret is, I'm going to give away a little bit of an ICP secret, is that the band's Faygo, their supply...
Watered down.
No, it's not watered down, but it's diet Faygo, so it's somewhat less sticky, and it doesn't F up the equipment and everything. So, but that's it. But Juggalos will use Red Pop, and that's what we were wrestling. So these four girls were wrestling at this wrestling stage, and there's 1,000 people.
There's 10,000 Jamokes running around.
Juggalos.
Smoking weed.
Juggalos, yeah.
Listen to you. He's
no,
like,
I'm just
so
defending
afraid.
It because I want to give proper... I'm not going to sit here and dump on something that I didn't think was fun because it was fun.
These guys can't use a computer. Don't be afraid of
it. No, they can use a computer. There's a lot of Juggalo sites out there.
They're like, Corey's a faggot. We're going to come get him.
No, the guy's like at fagolovers.net.
Hey, I roll with Upchuck, all right?
American Juggalos. Yeah, he's Upchuck's homie. So.
No, I'm just goofing on you guys.
But it is a fun event. It is a fun event for working it. Would I want to pay $200 and go sit in the woods like they do and camp out?
It's just the most bizarre thing. And, you know, I guess you got to give them credit for like having this whole culture. It's just I don't get the music. I don't see why people like it, but it's
it's one of those things that
I'm too old for it. No, seriously, honestly, it's a kid's thing, right?
Everyone's pretty young. Most of the kids are in their teenage
now. The guys
20s.
Like in Psychopathic Record are all like mid-30s.
Yeah,
so
they're all
like
my age. Yeah, but, I'm like kind of the average age. I mean, Jay and Shaggy and those
but
guys
the fans and music
like
are kids,
late
20s, so
early
it's just 20s. Not for me. But
it's just not for you. But let me, you know, so, but you wouldn't watch two girls wrestling Faygo.
Oh, no, I absolutely would.
And I was doing it.
And for that, I give them nobody, like outside of, like, say, hippie bands, there's no other, like,
yeah, they have a party, man. ICP this, you know? Parties, man. So anyway, so they had Faygo wrestling, and then, like, Madman Pondo, who's not, like, a real famous wrestler. He's, like, an indie wrestler, but he does all the, like, he's kind of like the Sandman or Cactus Jack.
He's a dirt poor wrestler who's famous for, like,
yeah, thumbtack matches right. and barbed wire and hitting each other with stop signs.
That's what happens. A lot of guys are like, they don't have the real talent.
But that's his style. But he's just crazy. You know, he feels no pain and he just runs around. Right. And so he does a lot of the shows at me. And he's like, so these four chicks are Fago wrestling.
Getting hit in the head with a fluorescent yeah. light tube and stuff.
Yeah, so that's Madman Pondo scene. So he's been my buddy for the last 3 years. So I love Pondo. And Pondo's just like, four girls are wrestling. And he's like, hey, we got a new contestant. Give it up from Clownland. It's Upchuck the Clown. So I'm there in my whole clown suit, and I'm like, yeah, I guess I got to jump in there now. So I jump in this pool with four chicks. I'm taking, like, I left my dumb glasses on, too, and I'm like, oh, shit, I had to take those off. Gave those to Pondo. And these chicks just jump me. Four, like, you think you're like, oh, four chicks. That'll be fun wrestling with them. They just, like, beat me up. It was like that scene in Stripes. You know how Stripes
oh,
went?
Yeah. It's like John Candy.
John
in the
Candy
yeah.
and Stripes. Yeah, I'm a lean, mean fighting machine, and I get in there, and a girl, like, grabs my underwear. Gives me a wedgie, tears my underwear up my ass crack. Now I got a goddamn wedgie. Got to throw my underpants in the garbage can back at the hotel because they're soaked in Red Pop. I ruined a pair of shoes. It was horrible. So that was not fun. But it was a great event, though.
What are you people? On dope?
That's what the Juggalos are on, man. Oh, the Juggalos God. Are crazy. So everyone camps and they hang out with me. So I'm like a famous dude now there. Like, I'm like, I got people chanting my name. I'm signing autographs. All is up Chuck the Clown. My comedy career, the thing
I... It's a grown man in clown makeup.
And they love every friggin' second of it.
You should see this suit. It's like...
Well, we got to put some pictures of it.
It's a black clown suit with, like, orange, pink, and green polka dots. And then this year, he had it specially
hand-sewn. I had it specially made into, like, a...
Put a jersey on top of it.
Into a jersey and all that stuff. So, yeah, there's some...
It's unbelievable insanity, folks. I'm not going to lie. And if your state is the biggest crap hole in the union...
You gotta go back to that.
In the Hate of the Union contest, you will win.
Yes.
A DVD of
event, last year's main stage. And man, it was crazy.
Why don't you burn some bonus footage onto it from
of this year? Yeah. I might be able to make that fit.
Yeah.
We'll have to see.
You don't have as much from this year.
No, I've only got a little bit. We'll watch some of that in a minute.
But last year was very satisfying.
And then let me tell you else what I was responsible for doing. I hosted the main stage. I did the Fago wrestling. We did a ring card girl. So they had all these wrestlers come out, like. That it was this year, it was JCW, which is Juggalo Champion Shit Wrestling. That's ICP's wrestling league. And they took on the stars of TNA, which is like Jeff Jarrett's wrestling league. So Jeff Jarrett came out and Ron the Truth Killings and Kid Cash.
This is just the most ridiculous nonsense I've ever heard of.
America's Most Wanted, D-Ray 3000, all those guys from TNA, if you've ever seen TNA Pro Wrestling. Those guys came out and they all wrestled the guys from JCW, which was like guys like Madman Pondo, Violent J, Shaggy Two Dope, and St. Clown Posse. Rude Boy, my homie Rude Boy from Detroit, who puts the whole thing together over on wrestling. Rude Boy's awesome. So he was there, and Zach Gowen, the guy with one leg who's hilarious. He was in WWE.
The fact Vince McMahon. That you are embedded in this culture.
Yeah. Brutal Brian Gorey was there.
The weirdest thing in the
Truth Martini,
I've ever
Too
heard
Tall
of
Ninja. Corporal Punishment, Too Tough Tony. Yeah, all those guys. All my homies. Homies, I'll give a shout out to those guys.
Who's that? Sabu or who was it?
So yeah, then Samu, the crazy Samoan was there. I don't know if you've seen Samu. I think he was in the head shrinker, Samu.
So he used to run around with a coconut.
Yeah.
And like hit himself in the head.
Big Samoan,
yeah. And when he's wrestling.
Big Samoan.
What's a nigga gonna do? He's Samoan.
Yeah, exactly. He's a big Samoan.
Yeah, the man's fat. What are you gonna
do? We finally worked though. What's in there gonna do? He's Samoan.
Why, you know, hey.
I actually was hanging out with the Samoan. Samu was there and lots of the acts. Let's see now, because the musical acts there. So then I host the main stage during the day. Then at night it's all concerts. So you had all the Psychopathic Family. Esham was there, who's a Detroit legend of hip hop. Esham, and you had Twisted, ICP's, you know, the other main group.
Right.
And you had Anybody Killer. You ever hear of ABK? Anybody Killer, Corey?
I done told you niggas 9-10 times stop fucking with me.
That's Jay-Z. He was not there. Okay. But Anybody Killer was there.
Yeah, have I heard of Anybody? No, I haven't heard of
Anybody
Killer.
Killer's big. It's underground, but it's big. ABK was there.
I told you I went to Lollapalooza because I hate hip-hop, and I didn't want to be around.
ABK was there. Hip-hop. What about Mini Kiss? Mini Kiss? You ever see Mini Kiss?
No.
Mini Kiss is the midget version of Kiss.
I think we talked about this before, but yeah.
Yeah, and I talked to Mini Kiss, and they didn't really get the whole Juggalo thing.
I'll tell you what.
What's that?
The mini Paul Stanley, he's great.
The mini Paul Stanley's a girl. actually in many kids. Well, did you know that? Yeah. No. It actually,
well, that's because Paul Stanley's a girl too.
Yeah,
so,
that's the parent of Paul Stanley. Yeah. Allegedly a big homo. I don't know that or not. But
well,
Paul
we
Stanley
did. We did that at a show.
Did we do that? Yeah. Anyway, so Mini Kiss was there. This midget. I saw this guy back at the hotel.
This midget's dressed up like Kiss.
So I'm talking to this one guy, and
that's
he's like,
"Faggot stuff. You want to call it by its name? That's strictly for fags."
Mini Kiss is not for fags. So anyway, I see this guy Mini Kiss, and he's like. So while all the bands are playing, everyone's throwing Fago at the crowd, and he's like, hey, man, how come they th-? I go, well, how would your show go? And he goes, well, they threw stuff at us. And I go, well, yeah, that means you did good. He goes, what do you mean if we did good? I go, no, it means they liked you. If they don't throw shit at you, that means they don't like you. Or if they'll hit you in the head. If they didn't hit you in the head, you're all right. He's like, I had to wash my whole costume after the show. I'm like, yeah, because they liked you. Don't worry about it.
They're throwing valuable Fago at you.
Fago at you. Well, last year in 04, God rest his soul, our homie, the number one craziest nigga of all time, Old Dirty Bastard, was there. He came in and did a set in 04, and he was like hiding behind the DJ decks because he was like, y'all, man, I smoke too much weed. Why y'all got to throw shit at me?
I'm sorry. I'm giving much props to
Old Dirty Bastard.
To Big Baby Jesus.
Rest up. Rest in peace.
Excuse me, Joel. I got to go. Pour a 40 for my dead homie. I gotta give Big Baby Jesus his love.
So he died, and then, so I did the wrestling. I did the ring card girl, where girls would come in and hold up signs like the main event for the wrestling.
It just sounds like a catalog of debauchery.
It really was. And then I was in Juggalo court. I was the judge. Well, that's where Juggalos could sue each other. Like one Juggalo said, like, well, my homie didn't get a good hotel room. I had to sleep on the floor. So they could sue each other.
Right.
And then, like, if the Juggalo jury decided, like, the one guy was guilty, we'd torture him.
Yeah.
Like, we made him spin the wheel of bone.
Yeah.
The wheel of... It's a whole subculture. I know.
I have a feeling that Juggalos have probably spent some time in court. So it's not going to be a real concern.
But a Juggalo court, it's all fun. But then we torture guys. Like, I made a guy eat a cow tongue. And then, like, a girl sued her...
And didn't you hit a guy in the face with a cow tongue?
That was years ago. Yeah, I hit a guy with a cow tongue.
Can you get a big mackerel or a big like yellowfin tuna? And
that next year, I'm going to specify. I need a giant. Yeah,
you want to? I want you to hit somebody
I need a
in the
giant
face with a fish.
Okay, no, I will hit someone with the fish.
I love
next
that.
Year.
That's a good thing.
That's for
06. I'll come and see that.
You'll get hit with the fish at the gathering if you come. But anyway, so like, and then like one girl sued her boyfriend because her boyfriend wouldn't give her anal. So she wanted to sue the guy. So I was like, okay. So then the punishment for the guy was...
And then 3,000 guys raised their hand and said, I'll
give you anal, honey. Yeah. She was out too. So the punishment for him was we took some fat guy from the jury and made him share the bone, which means that he had to do the bone, which was freeze for like 10 minutes. And I made him like, we bent the fat guy from the jury over and then made the boyfriend that wouldn't give anal like simulate anal with this guy and then sit on the stage for 10 minutes. Mocking anal sex with a giant fat guy. It was fun. It was fun.
It sounds like...
And then, of course, the high point was the Miss Juggalette pageant. So
it,
you got some...
It sounds like a triumph of the human
spirit.
Should we
do the Miss Juggalette thing now, or do you want to pump some...
Yeah.
Should I do the Miss Juggalette? Because I'm going to queue up that video. Is that cool?
Yeah. Let me just...
And they wanted to know...
While you do that, I'm going to play the...
10 Juggalos.
Oh, yeah. This is the Juggalo National Anthem. This is Dark Lotus.
10 Juggalos for 100,000 means...
This is Dark Lotus with the Juggalo family. Now, Dark Lotus... Dark Lotus is the Psychopathic Records supergroup. You know who's in that, Corey?
No,
of course.
No, I have no idea.
It's ICP, Twisted, ABK, and I believe Blaze Your Dead Homie. May or may not be Blaze. It's ABK. I just gotta unplug that, so let it.
So we're gonna kill that?
Sorry, let it roll for a minute, because we'll let this go to the chorus. So while Juggalos up, Chuck loves you. I'm famous though, man. People were chanting my name. Up Chuck, up Chuck, up Chuck.
Joel, it's good to be loved, I guess. I can't believe you're into this crap. I really can't. This is the worst
it's
music ever.
It's not like... But this is just people that's just...
Or at least this has a chorus.
I'll always have Juggalo family. It's a family. Juggalos are a family, Corey. All right, let's play the video of the chicks eating each other out. Okay,
sure.
All right,
yeah, okay. I'll always have Juggalo family. Yeah, I mean, I know, and now I'm going to get death threats from Juggalos. You know, I mean, it's like...
No, I don't, you know...
Your cute little youth culture, run wild with it. It's just so silly.
It's just different. It ain't about, it's no, look, I've been to indie rock shows and all that crap, and it's no better or worse. It's just different. That's all. That's the only thing that
it's
you gotta...
No, because there's like a real thuggish sort of undertone to the whole thing. Like,
there kind of is.
There
but...
was a few years ago, there was a cartoon in Motor Booty magazine by Greg Dancy,
yeah,
a Detroit area cartoonist who does national stuff too. But and it was like a spoof on ICP. It was like dumping on them, and they like tormented Greg Dancy for years.
Yeah, the Juggalos, dude.
Yeah, they just sent him like death threats and hate mail, and just were all over him for years. And that's why I'm giving out none of my information. Thank you. never find me. But, you know.
Corey and Joel Radio.
Yeah,
but you don't.
Like,
but you, don't, but you
like,
haven't been there. And listen, I'll be honest with you. I think ICP's always been funny on, like, Howard Stern. But before I went in 03, I was. You knew how I was then.
Yeah.
I remember telling you. I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. I'm just doing this for the money and a funny story.
Yeah, I don't think I would last 10 minutes at that place.
I think you're coming next year and you're going to write it up in Herb or one of that bullshit magazines you write for.
That's true.
That's what I think you're going to do.
I could write it.
And you're going to have a fat article and you're going to get paid for it. So here's some of the Miss Juggalette. Let me turn the volume up on this a little bit so y'all can hear. So this is me. We're watching the video now off my video camera. I'm going to see if I can get this volume good. So let me just explain to everybody what I am. I'm in my Uptruck the Clown outfit here. Now here are the two chicks that were doing the wrestling. And these two chicks just got naked everywhere.
Turn up a little bit.
I can't. All I want. Can you hear that now? Is that good? So yeah, so this chick's this is like a real hot blonde.
There's two strippers. I mean, these are like professional girls, right?
Yeah, these girls are. Oh, I don't know. You know, they may or may not.
They don't look like up top. They have the fake. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly.
All right, so now this girl is taking off the other girl's thong. There's a blonde and a brunette. Okay, now they're both completely naked.
Yeah, so this is the finals of Miss Juggalette. That's Nina and Sarah.
And all of this is out, it's like taking place on this big amphitheater stage out in like,
yeah, it's a big
ranch.
I gotta, just this sound is really weird. Yeah, so they're like slapping each other. This is their talent.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah.
They're getting sprayed with Faygo.
They're getting, the Juggalos are hitting them with Faygo.
And that was, she's got a, is that a can of whipped cream?
Yeah, and one of the girls got a can of whipped cream. My videographer was pretty awful this year. I was like,
right, now one girl redeemed himself.
The brunette is eating whipped cream out of the blonde's butthole.
Okay.
Now the blonde.
Can we say that on the radio?
I think we just, I think we just did.
I believe she's tossing her
on
salad,
a podcast.
I think
now she's licking the whipped cream off her nipples.
Yeah.
And there I am with my video, my digital camera taking still shots of
this.
Hold
on, let me do this like Don and Drew. Whipped cream. Ah.
Oh, Jeanette, you can't say whipped cream.
Oh, these are the two sluttiest whores I've ever seen.
But look at them now. Look, her whole pussy is full of whipped cream now.
That's delightful.
And then the other
chick.
It does look like
a little clam.
Now
look at that thing.
Look, now watch this. Oh, see, the guy didn't get a good shot of that. She gave me a little taste. Put some of it on her finger.
Okay, now there's lollipops.
Now the girl's got lollipops.
They're like Tootsie Pops. They're out.
Yeah, they've got the blow pops, I think, actually.
Blow pops.
Which is somehow appropriate.
Lollies, if you're in England.
I don't think the audio is really coming through that clear, but let's just...
No, because it's all chaotic.
Listen to my voice, though. Yeah, I'm screaming about lollipops now. And there's what? 4,000 or 5,000 people watching, it looks like, out there. It's a big screen.
Folks, I don't think that's where a lollipop's supposed to go.
Now they're putting lollipops in the very... Oh, she just ate. She just put the lollipop in her mouth.
Oh, mon dieu. Oh, God. And now...
Now they're grinding
the
each girl, other.
The one girl's bent over a chair. The blonde is bent over a chair. The brunette is... it's hard to see. The camera work's kind of bad.
The camera work
and
is horrible.
Once again with the whipped cream. Very unsanitary.
Really. Yeah. Yeah.
And okay, all right, that's not where a tongue should be.
Round of applause for the...
I don't think tongues are supposed to be there.
The tongue just
I don't
went.
Think that's where it's supposed to go. Okay. Now, I gotta say, the one girl's really hot. The brunette is really hot.
The blonde's got a hot bod, though, man. The blonde looks like Britney Spears, man. Are you kidding me?
They got these little, like, they're kind of B-cups, so they're really small and perfect.
They're both hot, though, man.
Yeah. They're little perfect wine glass sized boobs.
And now the, we had judges for Miss Juggalette. They're now applying the whipped cream.
And how do you become a judge? Are you appointed? Is it like a circuit?
That's Brian from The Office on the left. I don't know who the other homie is.
Is there a Juggalo circuit court that you get appointed to? Or how do you get this job?
Oh, bro.
Okay. All right. There's some more dancing, smoothing out.
Now they're
kissing,
making out.
A little touching, a little kissing. Yeah. Oh, that, she threw the can into the crowd, and they just threw something back
at her. They just hit Vago.
Vago, Red Pop all over her. Red Pop strawberry soda, for those out there that don't know. Okay, now another girl's getting involved.
Yeah, so.
Throwing Vago on one of the other contestants. Yeah, yeah, video on the radio always works.
Well, they can't hear me scream. There's my clown horn.
There's some leftovers there. We'll have those for the ride home. You get those. Eat that tomorrow.
That's me.
That
was me doing what I do.
Now here's where your video guy really is a genius.
Is it this way here?
He catches some candid.
Yeah, he goes kind of backstage.
You know, these girls are still completely naked.
No, I think I got to fast forward to that.
Okay, then there's another girl who's coming out and doing.
She's
going to
do
a
stretch. I'm going to fast forward.
This is pretty good.
She's getting Fago thrown
doing,
on her while
doing
she's doing
splits and stuff, and like.
She's not as hot, would you say?
No, she's more realistic.
That's what a typical Juggalette looks like, though. They got the whole.
That's good for me. That would be plenty good for me. She's
got the braids and she's got the Hatchet Man tattoos and all that stuff.
Yeah, the Hatchet Man's their little cartoon character. What the? Okay, that is, I believe, what we call camel toe.
That was a lot of camel toe.
Yeah. No, I could conceivably bang this girl.
I'll tell you what, man. If we do the mailing list, this might be one of the VIP bonus items.
Bonus item for
a little bit of video.
We might have to pay for this, folks. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, we might have to compress this to MPEG-4 and give this out.
We might charge you for this.
Yeah, but you want to see that backstage thing? This the camera is just...
But if you're...
Oh, here they go. Now, here's the two backstage.
Oh, this is classic.
She's using... The blonde is taking her left finger. She's working her clit. And then the blonde...
Now there's some chick in like weird makeup.
Now the blonde
behind.
Is oh, she's licking it off and she's smiling,
kind of absentmindedly.
Look at how got that is.
Like she just, you know.
Look at that. Oh, look at those two.
It's like a trip to the salad
just
bar
the
for
pause.
Her.
I think that's enough of the.
Oh
video
my
for
god!
Me. But that was the Gathering of the Juggalos 2005.
You are so going to hell, Joel.
Can I? Oh, here. Let me plug this.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Corey and Joel radio show.
I just want to say, Kim, I love you. And, of course, the video is...
Yeah, you know what? You thought you were going to get in trouble for the hot tub incident. Here you got girls sticking lollipops in their hoo-hoos.
That's, dude, that's a job. It's I get.
Oh, it's just a job, folks.
It is a job.
Let me
it?
Tell you, I don't take any pleasure or enjoyment from such activities. I find them base and vulgar.
What are you then?
And truly beneath me as an entertainer.
Are you the kid from Family Guy now?
I don't know.
That was the opening, actually. We want to thank Patrick Melton from Nobody Likes Onions. He sent us that.
Yeah, thank
I guess
you.
It's that. Do you want to play it again? It's real quick.
I've never... Patrick, thank you for playing that clip, for sending that clip, because I've never listened to your show. I will now not make fun of it. So
we've never made fun of Patrick's show.
This is a reserved non-smoking room with a view of the bay, no soap in the bathroom, just moist towelettes and a sleep mask. And could you send up a bouquet of orchids and a box of toffifee?
Yeah, so even he's in his top.
The great Stewie Griffin.
Stewie Griffin from Family Guy. That's from the Family Guy movie where they mention toffifee.
What's that guy's name that does a Family Guy?
Seth.
Seth Oppenberger Heim.
Seth.
Mandelbaum?
Buckwald. No, that's a
no,
comedian
that's
we
a
know.
Bad comedian we know.
Seth McFarland.
Seth McFarland. Not a lot of non-Jews named Seth. So I
nah,
say,
Seth.
That's why I was going for the Flugelbaum.
Leibowitz. Yeah, but no, it was not Seth.
Heimingstein.
The Gathering of the Juggalos. So I'll let the Juggalos know they can listen. Because I love the Juggalos. And even
I know
though,
you do.
Even though you hate ICP's music.
No, I just.
I got to. Violin J and I had some words, which was nice this year. You know,
because
I don't really know, like, Shaggy and Violent Jack. I know everybody else in the crew and everything, but
they've sort of isolated themselves. These guys
They have sort of an insular
these
thing.
These guys have made...
They got a lot of money, boy.
A fortune.
A lot of money.
You know, there was a great, like, Nova or PBS documentary a couple years ago about, like, selling out.
Yeah.
And ICP was one of the, like...
Oh, really?
Was, like, the focus of it, kind of, because they were, like, this indigenous youth culture. They kind of just did it out of their kitchen.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Corey and Joel radio show.
Kind of, yeah.
Grassroots.
It's kind of, we could be the Violent J and Shaggy 2 Nipples podcast.
And I'll tell you what, as a story of Triumph, I will give them all the credit.
Absolutely.
In the world.
Like, I'm going to give them a round of applause for
and
another.
It's like, well, Kid Rock like sold records out of his, his car.
And they were around before any of that.
They were around at like the same
before
time.
Before Eminem, before Kid Rock, ICP was holding it down. So.
But in the early 90s, all three of those guys were running around.
Right. They were all running around Detroit, and ICP, you know, say what you will about them. They're not in the national focus anymore. But the Juggalos are holding it down at the Gathering every year, I'll tell you that much.
God, I wish I remember the title. That was a great bit. It was all about like about leveraging corporate like youth culture and like how they had to buy something authentic with ICP.
So big up to everybody at the Gathering this year, all of my homies. Oh, we did a car show too. That was another thing. They had like everybody could trick out their cars with like psychopathic decals and all.
Not
that
a
stuff.
Lot of Mexicans into the thing, so I don't think that
there
would
weren't
a
whole. There's some Mexicans in. There's some Mexican juggalos or like Mexican American juggalos, some Latino juggalos. But the guy, and the reason the guy actually that won had the best truck, because like one guy had a really sweet sound system, but it wasn't all psychopathic. It wasn't all. So the guy who won is a guy from Detroit. I forget his name, but he won a psychopathic. But also he had the AC power running out of the cab of his truck.
Really?
And guess what was plugged into the... I showed you that picture. He had the vaporizer.
He sure did.
And, you know, and the vaporizer had a little Hatchet Man decal on it, and I was like, anyone who
what
loves the vaporizer...
On dope?
This guy was, and you gotta love the vapor. What was the vaporizer show? 12?
Roasted and Baked.
Roasted and Baked. Show 12, show 9. I can't remember which one. I think it might have been show 12. Go listen to Roasted and Baked, where we fully demonstrated the vaporizer and all of its potential. So I hit that. So I got stoned the whole weekend, too. That's why I'm
really
talking
today. What a surprise.
I was stoned, but I did not, you know, stoned, drunk. Because, you know, when I walk around the campsites and everything, everyone's just like, drink this, upchuck, drink this, upchuck. So I just got to hit that, you know.
I can't believe what I just watched, though. I can't believe you're in the middle of this.
Hey, who else should be in the middle of
now,
this?
Now, last year...
Am I not qualified to be in the middle of this?
No, last year you had the innovation of bringing out kiddie pools.
Yeah, we brought out the kiddie pools for the Faygo wet t-shirt contest, yes.
What do you think I am, a peep show?
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
So I love the Juggalos, and Juggalos sent us email. We hope Juggalos will be fans of the Corey and Joel Radio
show. You know what? I bash on the Juggalos, and I'm going to continue to, but...
I won't let you get... Upchuck the Clown will not let Corey...
I can't believe how you have completely divorced yourself from aesthetic and taste.
No.
Admit to me that that's the worst music you've ever heard in your life.
No. It's not the worst music I've ever heard in my life. It's absolutely not.
It's really bad, though.
There's rap music I don't like worse than that. I don't like it's not gangsta.
I find the whole thing's largely harmless, and it's cute for white kids to go out. Because how many black juggalos are there? Can we count on
there's
one?
There's some black juggalos. No, there's some. There's not a lot, but there's some.
Nine?
No, it's not nine.
No?
I would say 2-4% of them would
be black.
It's
like Wigger stuff, though, right? That's not Wiggers. I apologize for that term. It's Wafrican American.
Listen. Juggalo culture is sort of this mix of, it's just, you know, ICP started in Southwest Detroit, so you sort of right there have sort of an urban feel for it, you know. This is the guy who writes for Herb Magazine talking about Wiggers. This is a guy.
That's a good point.
Gonna dump on me.
I did cover a pimp movie for. You know what? Never mind. I love. I would like to be a ninja, and
one day.
What do you call each other ninjas for?
Because they're like, I don't know.
I know all this juggalo stuff, and I don't know where it comes.
They
from.
Call each other ninja, juggalo,
Hatchet
juggalettes, ninjets. Girls are ninjets. Homies.
Nedden.
Nedden is vagina in.
And where
in
does
ICP.
This come from?
There's a song called The Nedden Game where they talk on one of the albums about it's sort of like a dating game. We actually did that too. We did a show like a dating game, but it was called The Nedden Game, where girls tried to win a date with a guy that was Truth Martini from JCW.
Right.
And then three girls tried to win a date with this with the guy who was Truth Martini from JCW.
It's just such
and then guys tried to win a girl with this chick, Joelle, who was this hot chick we
it's
had.
It's just such an insular, went out with it's us. An insular little bubble, though. It's like
it's
these
insular,
guys that are fans
but,
of this
but,
stuff.
But once you're in it, and this is what I ultimately want to say, but once you're in it, once the Juggalos love you and respect you, no harm can come to you at that point.
I see.
Because it's all Juggalo love. It's all family.
Joining a gang.
If you want to look at it that way, that might be a way to look at it. But, you know.
It's baffling. It's just like, look, it's for kids. God bless the kids. Whatever that wacky kid stuff you're into. But it's like. It's
Corey's going to hang out at adult crap like Lollapalooza. Yeah, that's.
I know. You're right.
I have no problem with Lollapalooza. And if it was in Detroit, I probably would have went.
You know what? You're
absolutely.
Okay, here's the difference.
Maybe I would have went.
Here's the difference. I went to Lollapalooza and saw like 20 bands.
Right.
kids who go to the Gathering Juggalos are into like ICP and Twisted.
And you know, Twisted, and they saw about, ABK and like, Blaze.
They're into this little tiny inner.
No, Power circle. Man 5000 was there this year, and
yeah.
Mini Kiss and Tech 9 and Mac 10.
Oh, all the
all your fans.
All the great music that I've come to love.
Tech 9 was there, Mac 10.
You know what? If Queen, if Queensryche could get on this bill, maybe
then PJ Butland might be
maybe
there.
Maybe if Rat could get on that show.
We love the Gathering of the Juggalos. We love the Juggalos. And we got to wrap this show up. So please, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Show 25 is in the can.
Hey, we're serious about this hate of the union.
Yeah, if you hate contest. Your state, if tell us why your state sucks, email us. And we're going to follow up next time, I think, on the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Wyoming, I'd like to hear from you.
If anyone in Wyoming's listening, please let us know. Tell us why it sucks.
Mississippi, I know for a fact y'all suck down there. So let's get in there.
So tell us why your state sucks. Don't forget to vote for us. Go to
Georgia
Podcast Alley.
Represent.
Go to podcastalley.com and vote
you know,
for the
Corny
Joel Radio Show.
Indiana's going to win this thing.
Comments.
I just drove through Indiana twice. And
yeah, Indiana
God,
sucks.
God, you're a dime.
And what else can we tell people? Go to the website, CoreyandJoelRadio.com. The complete show archives are up there. And Juggalos, we love. I love you. Upchuck loves you. Thank you for another good gathering. 05 was off
I'd
the
I'd like
hook.
To thank AmVets Chapter 1957 in Adrian, Michigan.
And don't forget, if you want to go see the Aristocrats with us,
August 9th.
August 9th.
Main
so play some more Killers. Let's get out of here.
All right. We're going to
play
go.
More Killers and we're out.
Wait. Hold on.
Where's the Killers? Did you get rid of the Killers?
No, I didn't get rid of the Killers.
Well, then play some ICP, man. Pump some.
Well, you want air? I'm going to give you a little more taste.
No, it's all right. We got to go. We're seriously at the 80-minute mark, homie. We're already.
All right. Okay.
You can play the Killers.
A little more.
Yeah, it's a little more ICP, but you got to really.
Okay. All right.
Dump. You can't get into this.
Standing there looking stupid like
that. Everybody jumps to the Juggalo sound. Fuck out of here if you ain't down with the clown. Come on, Corey.
All right, I guess it's.
Hey, Corey. Hey, listen. Fuck out of here if you're not down with the clown, okay?
I guess
fuck
it's...
off my show. Get the fuck off my show.
Get the fuck off. I believe it's the Corey and Joel radio
well,
show.
Well, it can be fucking. What?
Over?
All right, it's out. Let's get out of here.
You say over?
It's not.
Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's over now. Because when the going gets tough...
It's a long clip.
Play the guy literally...
Who's with me? Let's go!
All right, we're out of here. This is it. This is all. Okay. All right. We haven't played that, so I thought I would.
Just, I know, but...
Good night.
It's
good night,
the
everyone.
Longest show ever.
Friends and family.
We love you.
Juggalos, Juggalettes. Ninjas.
Ninjas and ninjas.
Other reprobates and crackheads.
ICP, Rude Boy, ABK.
Shaggy 2'd up, call me.
Pondo, I love you. DJ Shank.
You did get to hang out with Dusty Rhodes last year.
I did hang out with Dusty Rhodes and Terry Funk last year.
You got a clubber in.
But you saw the Killers. I take it all back. Nothing could be better than three homos from Las Vegas.
Yeah, I talked to Kazu from Blonde Redhead for a minute. Yeah.
There you go. More Killers, and we'll catch you next time. Out.